Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with civic media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More college protests overnight. That is the sound as police moved in to remove barricades that students had set up at a Columbia University building they were occupying. At least 100 people were arrested. Pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli groups clashing on the UCLA campus overnight as well. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Tel Aviv. He is saying this morning the only thing standing between more hostages being released and a pause in the Gaza war is Hamas. Vice President Kamala Harris will today travel to Florida as the state's new abortion ban takes effect. It outlaws almost all abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy.
She will blame Donald Trump directly for this as he brags about overturning Roe. She will also call him out for his recent comments. Trump telling Time magazine that he would not stand in the way if states want to monitor women's pregnancies or punish those who violate abortion bans.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. The Wisconsin Supreme Court said Tuesday Milwaukee police correctly fired an officer for posting racist memes on social media. The case stems from the 2018 arrest of then-Milwaukee Bucks player Sterling Brown, who sued the city and the police for excessive force and named Officer Eric Andrade as part of that lawsuit. Elijah Vu's mother returned to court Tuesday. Katrina Bauer was denied her request to be released from jail on a signature bond. Bauer's attorney said she can't come up with the $15,000 cash bond. Bauer's 3-year-old son has been missing since February 20th. Her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, was caring for the toddler when he was reported missing. And Bellin and Gunderson Health Systems announced a new name for their merged operations. It'll now be known as Amplify Health, but it'll take time to make that change. Facilities will retain their founding name but carry the Amplify branding. Bellin and Gunderson Health Systems merged in December of 2022.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 70 with wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then some showers after midnight, our low 48. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, thunderstorms, and a high of 68. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
99.7.
Ray Parker Jr. turning 70 years old today, so of course we got to pull out something by the man himself. It's the other woman on Max FM.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in love with the other woman. My life is fine.
My life was fine. Yes, it was. Till she blew my mind. I know the rules of the game. You hit it once, then break away clean. I should have never gone back. I know, but I had to have just a little bit more. My friends laugh, but that's all.
Come on.
Katrina and the Waves were walking on sunshine this morning, maybe literally and figuratively. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is a gorgeous start to this Wednesday. My goodness, lots of sunshine already. Going to be a little breezy today. We'll talk about the forecast in just a moment because, well, rain coming our way tomorrow once again. Now, you know, we were talking a little bit ago, like last hour, about how, you know, today is officially May 1st and starting to feel a little bit more like summer as things start to wrap up, especially around the school year. And it's pretty weird that when we vacation in 2024, our top concern is what's happening everywhere else. Now, what I mean by this is because of a new poll, we know this information. The number one thing that our perfect motel must have is really fast Wi-Fi.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
to
what
each
we,
their own, I
that's
guess.
That's what we depend on, yes. 70% of travelers said it's essential to them for them to enjoy their trip. Now, here are some of the things that a perfect motel must offer if you're going to be vacationing in 2024. After all, today is May 1st, so these are things people are starting to think about, right? We'll start at the bottom and work our way up. At number 10 is a spa. There's, for a lot of people, this is very important. These are the people who are actually trying to rest and relax a little bit on their trip. Yeah. Number 9 is a personal bathtub. Yeah, because a community bathtub at the Ritz really put a damper on things, let me tell you. I hope it's a personal bathtub. Yeah. But that would, I mean, also check if you're going to do a little resting and relaxing.
Yeah.
A personal hot tub is another thing that comes in at number 8 on the list. Now we just might be getting a little crazy and
a little spoiled, selfish.
Absolutely. Number 7 on the list. Oh, I can totally relate to this one. Online check-in and check-out. I love when I don't have to be bothered with other people. Especially if you've been traveling and you're just pulling in and you're exhausted and having to deal with other people seems really, really hard. Now, I will do it if I have to. Don't you worry. I can handle myself. But at the same time, sometimes it's just easier to bypass all of the nonsense and just go to your room, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I love that. Number 6, a fitness center is on the list because for a lot of people, let's face it, that's just a pipe dream. Now, for me, that is actually one of the most important things that I find on a trip.
Right.
I always, the first thing I do when we're booking motels is look to see if there is a fitness center, somewhere where I can work out, at least walk, maybe do a little bit of resistance training. And if we're doing an Airbnb, how walkable is the neighborhood that we are staying in? Because if I don't
that
have a fitness
out.
Center,
yeah.
I'm going to definitely go outside for a walk, even if I don't have the dog. So for me, that is actually really important. And I would put that for me personally higher on the list. Now, for my husband, that wouldn't even be in the top 10. He'd be like, whatever. But for me, it is really important. And so because he's awesome, he always makes sure that those things are around so that I have what I need. So I appreciate that very much. Number 5 is a restaurant in the building. And that also checks. Sometimes you're tired, you're exhausted. Now, I got to say, when we were in Las Vegas, if it wouldn't have been for the really awesome restaurant we had in the hotel, we probably would have starved or we would have been door dashing a lot because we were sometimes really tired or really short on time. And it was just right there. And the food was amazing. It was a really small menu, but it was so, so good. Absolutely delicious.
That can go both ways.
Yes,
I mean,
it can.
The restaurant can be either a really good restaurant or not so much.
Yes, we were very fortunate at our motel. Now, they were right across from the convention center, though, this particular motel where the NAB was being held. So they got a lot of traffic from people who were not only staying with them, but also people who were just coming over for a bite to eat. If the restaurant was really overrun, if restaurants in the area were really overrun. So you got to think that maybe that's why their food was so good. Because I'm going to assume that with the convention center, like literally 10 steps away, you probably get a lot of people just looking for a bite to eat every now and then.
Yeah.
So their food was, the menu was really small, but it had everything you possibly could need on it, plus a full bar right there. So, it checked out, that's for sure.
There was one restaurant and pub that we stayed at in Ireland, in Cary County that was so good. The food was so good that it was almost so tempting to just
stay there
and just eat all day.
Yes,
like
that's
a buffet kind of thing.
That's what I said to Corey. I was like, do we really need to go out and eat anywhere else? Because they've got amazing salads. Oh my gosh, I got to tell you, this restaurant had a pork. I don't usually do pork. Pork is not usually my main go-to. But they had this pork chop on their menu that came with like a garlic herb homemade polenta, and then with fresh steamed vegetables in like this amazing like garlic sauce. Oh, it was so good. It was so good. Like, I actually like wonder how they made it so good, because polenta by itself is not that fantastic.
Yeah.
But this was so good. Like, if I could have picked up my plate and licked it, and that would have been totally acceptable, I would have done that in a heartbeat. It was really amazing. Number four on this list of what we look for at, as far as staying somewhere on a vacation, attractions nearby. Yeah, you don't always want to have to drive if you're renting a vehicle. You don't always want to have to do car shares and all of that. Sometimes you just want to walk somewhere quickly. So that one also makes sense. And then it comes to some of the things that just make us a little spoiled in this world. Number three on the list is a smart TV, because when we go on vacation, that's really all we do is sit around in our room and watch a whole lot of TV. Now, for some people, that's how they relax, so I understand that. When we go somewhere, we come home more exhausted because all we do is go and walk and look at things. I feel like you haven't really truly enjoyed a place if you haven't immersed yourself in it a little bit. And if you don't come back just a little tired, I feel like I didn't like do my due diligence in that particular area. I know that sounds weird, but did I actually see as much as I could have if I don't come back a little exhausted? Because that means then I got in as much as I absolutely could in the amount of time I had it. So I know that's not probably the proper way to look at a vacation. I don't really do a lot of resting and relaxing, but it sure is a heck of a lot of fun looking at things that I don't normally get to see. So I
think
I do
people
like that.
Mistake the fact that you have a TV in your room and that you need a TV in your room as just that's all you do is just do that. But, you know, if you go out and you have a whole bunch of adventures and you come back and you're exhausted, it's nice to have something that you can kind of chill out with, you know?
This is true.
And I got totally addicted to Coronation Street. So, you know, how else was that going to happen?
That's right. Go. Without that smart TV. Number two on the list is a king-sized bed. Because some of us don't have that at home. That feels a little luxurious when you go on a trip. So I understand that. Now, for Corey and I, it's a necessity, because if we're sharing a room, we don't do that at home. We both have our own space when we're at home, just because of our sleep schedules and the fact that we keep each other up all night. And so we have to have a king-sized bed or neither one of us is sleeping at all. In fact, when we went to New York over Christmas, it was just a queen size bed in our little micro motel room. I thought I was gonna kill him. I did. I was like, why do you steal covers? Why are you constantly like moving? What are you doing over there? Like, fall asleep, man. What is happening? I thought I was gonna murder him in right there in the micro motel room. And then during the day it was fine. It wasn't like it was a lack of space or anything. He just he moves a lot when he sleeps, and it's really, really annoying. It's so annoying. And then number one on the list is, as we mentioned, the fast Wi-Fi. Now, for a lot of people, according to the survey, the reason that we want that good Wi-Fi is so that we can check in on work. In fact, one in four people said that they've worked on vacation to also save their vacation days. And that also checks out, because we live in a time where you only get so many days. And for a lot of companies, your sick days and your vacation days are all kind of one big grouping.
Right.
And so you're trying to save as many of those as you can so that you can enjoy more time away from the office. We'll put that in air quotes, away from the office.
But you don't want to be working while you're on vacation, though.
Really? I mean, somebody needs to chat with my husband.
Just unplug.
He tries really, really hard. I do give him that. You know, it's like when we went to New York or when we went to Las Vegas, he was trying really, really hard. But being the chief engineer, sometimes there are only things that he can fix, right? Mm-hmm. Or it hasn't trickled down, the learning process hasn't trickled down to his engineering staff quite yet, because he's the one who literally just set this one program up or whatever it might be. So he tries really, really hard, but sometimes we just don't get there. Sometimes we just don't get there. But he does, you know, and sometimes it really annoys him. Other times he's like, let me just fix this. Now, I have to tell you that Sunday we made our trip over to Costco, right? And in between the trip to Costco and him rushing me to get ready to go, right? He's like, oh, we'll be ready to go in a half hour. I was like, really? Will we actually be ready to go in a half hour?
Will it really be 30 minutes? Or are we talking more, two and a half hours?
Yeah. I could see how it was going. So he rushes me into the shower at 11:30. Okay. 11:30, telling me we're going to be out the door by noon. Well, then all of a sudden there's tornado video to sell because it had been a huge weekend of tornadoes, right? And so he was busy doing that. And then something at the Civic Network exploded. So he had to fix that. Do you know what time we actually walked out of the house? Anybody wanted to gather a guess as to what time we actually walked out of the house?
2 o'clock.
3:05. 3:05. Wow. Out the door. I had had lunch. I'd had a snacky in there. I'd done everything that I normally do, and yet I didn't have to rush at all because 3:05 is when we walked out the door.
I would lose my mind. I would absolutely.
I've learned to live with it. Yeah. I've learned to live with it. The thing that really upset me was, you know, he wasn't really sure if he was going that day to stay overnight or if he was going to come home with me or what was going to happen. He was going to leave again Monday. And then ultimately, he decided to just go to the Madison headquarters and work on something that needed to get done so then he could be in Racine right away Monday morning. Well, of course, you know, he hadn't really been around over the weekend because there'd been a lot of weather. All of his clothes from the week before being in Racine were still in suitcases in the car. So the thing that really upset me was the fact that I had to quickly wash and dry everything and get him packed because I was told I only had like a half hour, 45 minutes, when in actuality, I could have dried everything and taken my time. Yeah. I mean, I was flying around this house. I was like, all right, I'm doing this. I'm going to get up and I'm going to do this. I was flying. And then 3:05, I was like, huh, look at this. Look at me enjoying my nice lunch.
I rushed for no reason at all.
Just savoring every single bite of this lunch. But see, then that's how my humor works. I'm a little snarky, kind of like Dexter. This is where he gets it. So as he's sitting over next to me at the table and I'm taking a bite of my wrap that I had made, I'm like, gosh, now I have all this time to just savor this wrap, this ranch dressing that I made. It is so incredible. I am so glad that I have all of this time to sit here and just enjoy every single bite of this. Finally, he looked at me and he goes, are you done yet? I was like, no, not even close to being done.
I'm taking my time here.
But the moral of the story is we got there, we got all of our stuff done. His project got done in Madison and he got to Racine, even if it was much later than he told me it was going to be. So those are the types of things that I run into on vacation. And he'll do the same thing to me on vacation as well. He'll be like, we're going to get out the door. We got to go do this. Let's get this in today. And then all of a sudden, I'll be ready, or the boys and myself will be ready because maybe they've both come with us on this particular trip. And we're just sitting there staring at each other. And Dexter will be like, what's up with this guy? Are we like ever getting out of here? Life is sometimes
the more people
fun.
You add to the mix when you're trying to get out the door.
Corey likes to pretend that it's me who's the holdup every single time. Uh-huh. He totally likes to tell people that I'm the one who couldn't get out the door on time. That is not the case whatsoever. Maybe a couple times over the past, you know, few years, but usually it's him. And that's also because then I'm usually not getting any help because he's rushing around trying to get ready, especially when the boys were little. While he's rushing around trying to get ready, trying to do 52 projects and get them done for the day so we can be gone, then I was always the one who was getting the boys ready too. And then, of course, that puts me behind because, well, we've all been there with toddlers trying to get shoes on or pick the right shoes or whatever might make them happy that day. And then all of a sudden, he'd be ready to go and I'd still be running around. And then he'd be like, well, why aren't we ready? Seriously? Really? And all I'd have to do is give him that look. And he'd be like, all right, fine. What shoes would you like him to wear?
Who gets the most antsy pantsy when it's time to go?
Is it you, Dexter. Or is it,
Oh, Dexter.
Dexter,
okay.
Dexter is my antsy one. Because Dexter is very, he has no concept of time. But if you tell him that we have to be somewhere at a certain time, he will be up, he will be ready, and he is ready to walk out the door. Now, I have learned to live with this. So it bothers me less unless it's like something really important that I know we're going to be late for. But so it bothers me way less. Dexter has not learned to just let it roll quite yet. So
you kind of have to, don't you? Because otherwise you're just going to have an aneurysm. You're just going to break down because...
Oh, we used to fight about it when we first got married all the time. And then finally I was like, you know what? It is not worth the fight. I'm going to make sure I am ready to go when we walk out the door and he's ready, because it's just not worth the argument by that point, you know? Yeah. So you just kind of do what you have to do. But it's, we've been late for a lot of things, and I've gotten to the point where, because I know he's not listening this morning, so I can share my secret. If something starts at 9 o'clock, I tell him it starts at 8:30, because I mean, I've done this for years now, absolutely years, because I know that we're actually going to show up on time or be just sliding into our seats, because that one last work thing finally got done so he could feel okay about walking out the door today. So that's usually what the dilemma is he's usually pushing time because he's trying to finish up a work project or something like that. So I totally get the people who say they have to check into work on vacation. I don't actually know what a vacation with my husband is like without having to check into work. We've never been able to do that. Even when he's camping, he actually takes his laptop, and the campgrounds we stay at, he has to make sure they have Wi-Fi so he can be connected if he absolutely needs to be. You know, and he also has a weather network that he runs and does weather for stations across the Midwest. So he also sometimes has to cut weather and get those uploaded as well.
Is the guy ever able to just relax?
No,
that stinks.
And he does, he is passed out in a chair. Like, there is no having a conversation with him. I could literally take the entire chair and move it outside, put him I could do all of these things, and he would have no idea that it's actually happening, which also isn't very fun for people on the other end of that.
I get it,
because a lot of times I end up just talking to myself. I'll be like, that was a great movie, wasn't it though? Yes, it was fantastic. Did you enjoy that movie? It was wonderful. These are the sacrifices we make in life.
Yes, indeed.
Taking a look at the forecast right now. Beautiful today, Finn. Mostly sunny, becoming partly cloudy by this afternoon, 70 for a high. Breezy today as well. This is one of those days where if you can unplug a little bit and get outside to enjoy it, unlike my husband, as we just talked about, you should definitely try to do so, because it is going to be wonderful. Partly cloudy this evening, and then we could see some showers after midnight down to 48. Cloudy with some rain and some thunderstorms tomorrow with a high near 68. Right now, it is 61.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
It's our last concert for this spring as Infinity brings the ultimate rock experience to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells Friday, May 3rd. You know them from their sold-out Bostics and Journey Recaptured concerts earlier this year. Now they're back playing classic to current hits, and they let you pick the songs. Want to rock out to your favorite Bon Jovi hit? You got it. How about Bruno Mars or Walk the Moon? They'll play that too. But it's only for one night, Friday, May 3rd at the Legacy Dinner Theater. From AC/DC to Zeppelin and everything in between, and it's all by request. Heck, you might even hear some country and disco. One thing's for sure, it'll be a night of your favorite songs, dancing in the aisles, and you might even get to sing with the band. Come early and grab something to eat before the show. Tickets are going fast, and this show will sell out. Get your tickets now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo school activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of May, the spirit pumps will benefit Baraboo High School track and field teams. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
It's 8:32 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hopefully you're having a great Wednesday. Just a couple of more days away from the weekend. It's Billy Ocean now on Max FM. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:36 right now. And, you know, Finn, we were talking about things we need on vacation, and I was laughing because Corey is perpetually one of those people who has to be connected so that he can do work projects and has to have the Wi-Fi. Randy texted in this morning, you know, because I'm always waiting on my husband, always waiting on my husband. Randy texted in, says that his lovely wife, Becky, just leaves him if he's not ready. There is that part of it too. Yeah, so let me ask you though, do you wait on Chris? Is she ready when she's supposed to be, or do you end up doing a little waiting too?
Never. She's never ready. And I get super antsy because if I know we have to be somewhere at a certain time, then sure. I am just downstairs waiting and waiting and start pacing and start doing this.
Does she take that? Does she get the hint, or does it slow her down even more?
I think she just gets frustrated with it, you know. She's only going as fast as she can go, right? There's so much other stuff that needs to be done before we get out the house.
Corey's always like, do you really have to like clean off the counters right now, right this very minute?
Oh, totally. It's like, what are you getting distracted by? That's not nothing that needs to happen now. We can hold off on it.
You know, and here's the thing, though, that bothers him is, like, I've actually had, like, these extra 3 hours, and then as I'm waiting for him to put his shoes on, that's when I get immersed into a project, and he'll be like, seriously? You've had, like, 3 hours to do these things. That's because I was too busy savoring every bite of my wrap because you told me you were taking me to lunch, and then you didn't. So there is that part of it, too.
Turnabout is fair play. Come on.
I just waited for you for 3 hours. You could wait while I put this one thing away. We've been here this long.
That's so funny.
Being married is sometimes for the faint at heart, right? Yeah. Like it is definitely for the faint at heart. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of give and take that you learn how to do over the years. Yes. That is for sure. But thank you for the text this morning, Randy.
Yeah, thanks, Randy.
So, you know, if you're going to play skee ball and you're putting a few bucks on it, you might officially have some sort of gambling problem, right? Right. Mm-hmm. And this is a scenario that could really actually happen for some people, because I don't know if you saw this, but Dave & Buster's is going to start letting customers gamble on arcade games. For example, you know, you and a friend can jump in on one of those car racing games and put $5 on who wins. They're rolling it out in the next few months at all 223 of their locations across the country. You're going to need to be a loyalty member to do this because they're running it through a new feature on their app, and you have to be over 18 to bet. They haven't said which games you're going to be able to bet on, but maybe it might be all of them. Who knows at this point? A few being mentioned are skee ball and others like hot shot basketball game. They're planning to limit how much you can actually wager, but haven't said what that limit is quite yet. They expect the average bet to be around $10. Is this really what we need in life? Is this
it's
really
nice that
what
we can
need to
feed
do?
That gambling addiction, you know? It's so nice.
Gosh. Yeah. I mean, it's bad enough that we go into Dave & Buster's as it is, because let's face it, it's not the most fun atmosphere ever. You can have some fun there, but I don't know.
I have to be honest, I've never been in. So
we've
been to one once.
Yeah. It's basically like a Chuck E. Cheese for adults is kind of what it's like, you know?
Well, that and sounds just, like a nightmare right
Yeah,
there.
The food is not great. You know, there's some adult beverages in play, which obviously I think you would get more out of it at Chuck E. Cheese with all the kids running around, quite honestly, but that's just my opinion. And then you get to play a whole lot of games with your friends and win some prizes. And now, thank you, Dave & Buster's, we can bet our hard-earned money on skee ball. Yeah. Now, it is the one thing that I am good at when I go into some of those arcade games, so maybe I could make some bank, but I don't know if my $10 bets are going to, you know, pay a house loan or anything off. But, you know, you never know. If I do it enough, though, Finn.
There you go.
If I do it enough.
Yeah, you just took me back in time there, too, because of all those Chuck E. Cheese adventures. I do remember, quite frankly, I remember quite frequently needing an adult beverage at Chuck E. Cheese.
I feel like Chuck E. Cheese would be so much easier for adults to handle if there were adult beverages around, right? Yeah. Like, you would feel so much better about where you're at in this plight in your life at this given moment in time. You know, you'd, with the kids lost in a ball pit somewhere. Oh, have fun, kids. Never mind the fact that that one over there just puked up his pizza in there. Never mind the adult
beverages.
I'll be over
here with my glass of wine.
That's right. Yeah. That would help immensely, I believe. Although maybe it'll help some of us play skee ball better, too. I don't know if we're at Dave and Buster's. Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows at this point? But take that money in. You can now place your bets. Doesn't that sound exciting? Yes. I have something that you can do to save yourself some money that's a little bit more surefire than that. All right? So okay. Let's talk about MaxFMBigDeals.com.
Nice.
Because I can guarantee you that by doing a little local shopping over there, you're not going to have to place any bets, and you're going to still walk away with a little extra in your pocket. I can guarantee these things in life. Mm-hmm. Can't guarantee how it's going to go for you at Dave and Buster's or what kid's going to puke in the ball pit at Chuck E. Cheese, but I can guarantee this. So if you want to save yourself a whole lot, and we're talking some cases up to 50% off, you definitely need to check this out and do a little online shopping. Now, we've added a whole lot of really cool inventory over the last few weeks, and there's still a whole bunch more to come. So keep checking the store. So some of this new inventory that I'm mentioning here, let's talk about this, because if you need a night out with friends or you just want to go have some fun, we've got you covered. We've got a $25 certificate over there right now for Asgard Axe and Tap, a little night of axe throwing. $25 certificate, only $17.50 right now at MaxFMBigDeals.com,
cool.
Right? Elusive Escape Rooms, a $30 certificate for one admission, only $21 right now at MaxFMBigDeals.com, and that's an instant download too. So you can pick to do the certificate portion of it, or you can just get it on your phone, and if you're looking for something to do this weekend, there you go. You don't have to wait for us to send you anything. This is a really fun one, too. I'm very excited about this. I'm going to maybe go check this out one day when my husband makes me wait for 3 hours. $50 certificate to Disorderly Conduct Rage Room. This is a safe place to release and process your pent-up anger by breaking stuff or even splattering some paint. You're going to be able to slug it out in the rage room with a baseball bat or even a sledgehammer. You can squirt paint all over the canvas on the walls.
Hello.
You
can even
paint. I know. Yeah. Isn't this awesome? You can squirt it on your friend if they're cool with that. And so the certificate is good for one admission into the rage room and, you know, your calming space afterwards.
Yeah.
That is a $50 certificate. $35 is all you're going to spend on that when you shop at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Plus, there's an instant download available on that one as well. So check it out.
Sounds so visceral.
I know.
Breaking
I should
things
have
and smashing things.
I'm telling you, nice. That's one that you just want to have there on your phone because there are some days, right?
Oh,
when you're like,
there are days.
Oh.
Yeah. There are days.
It's just there on your phone and you're like, yes, we're going to do this. And that, by the way, that Disorderly Conduct Rage Room located in Sauk City. So you can definitely check that out as
I'm
well.
I'm going to have to go there. I'm going to have to go. I could have used that yesterday.
Right?
Because yesterday was lawn mowing day.
Oh,
lawn yeah. Lawn mowing day in the neighborhood where one person goes out, then the next person. Fred's lawn looks great. Well, I can't have my lawn looking like a slumlord, so I better go out. Oh, man.
Oh, no. Man. They better come out here to Goose Poop Pond. As I look out at our back weed patch right now, I'm a little appalled by what it looks like already on May 1st. My goodness. Really, though, whatever you're looking for, I mean, whether you want some really great food, whether you want some great adult beverages, whether you want a few more adventures in life, you're looking for something to pamper yourself with, maybe something for the home, really, it's all covered over there at MaxFMBigDeals.com. So do a little online shopping. Check it all out. We'll get those certificates out to you, or you can do the instant downloads. But again, there's a lot of new inventory coming, and I know happen to know what most of it is. So you're definitely going to want to be paying attention and stocking up on some of those certificates. And remember, those can all be gifted as well. So if you have a birthday coming up, an anniversary coming up, Mother's Day, hello.
Mother's Day,
Mom's not going to care that you saved. She's going to think you're frugal. Look at how smartly she raised you
that.
If you save a little money.
11 days until Mother's Day.
Right? Wow. So definitely check it out. MaxFMBigDeals.com. Speaking of time constraints, so I realized today it is May 1st. We are tentatively 9 days away from the big top over at Circus World being raised for the year. And we are we're 16 days away from the opening of the show because that's slated for May 17th. So it is getting close. close, people. It is getting so close. And this year over at Circus World, they're going to blast off. It's a space theme, so it's going to be a whole lot of fun. So get those season tickets. Be ready to check out Circus World, because we are more than excited. And you know what else? As long as we're talking about Circus World, if today is May 1st, that means we're like just over a month away from the Circus Parade. June 8th is when the Circus Parade is. I know. So there you go. You talk about things moving quickly. Well, there you have it. That's kind of a synopsis of your timeline of where we're at as far as summer kickoff stuff goes.
Yeah. We're ready, though. We're ready.
If Mother Nature could cooperate a little bit more, a little less rain, maybe just a little less rain, then you know, we're definitely going to be ready to go. Speaking of rain, we do have a chance for that tonight, and then again tomorrow, maybe some thunderstorms mixed in. Today, though, going to be gorgeous. Sean Cable's going to tell you about your forecast in just a moment. Mike Ganger will also have a look at local sports here on Max FM.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 70 with wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then some showers after midnight, our low 48. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, thunderstorms, and a high of 68. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
99.7 Max FM.
It's 8:50 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. I don't know what happened. Sports was there, then it wasn't. It's like it's a Monday, except it isn't. Here we are, halfway through another work week. It's Phil Collins now. Sometimes live radio surprises even me. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:54 right now. And on this Wednesday, you know, we got to get through to the end of the week so that we can enjoy the weekend. We've got to celebrate our calendar days because there's a few good ones on here. You can tell we're at the beginning of the month. You know, the last couple of days, it's been pretty slim pickings, as I like to say. But it's a new month. And so things have substantially picked up as far as stuff to celebrate. So right here on the top of the list, Couple Appreciation Day. Now, as much as I like to tease my husband about some of his shortcomings in life, because he can do the same to me, it's fair game, there is nobody I'd rather do this world with than my husband. So, Couple Appreciation Day. Appreciate all the couples that are out there. And if you're part of one, appreciate being part of one as well, even if some days it's a little bit more stressful.
It's challenging some days, yeah.
That can be said for both ways, though. I do pick on him a lot, but I've said before, if he did a show yet, he'd have so much material. It'd be crazy. It'd be material for days, Finn. Let's put it like that. Speaking of Couple Appreciation Day, it's also Global Love Day today. Now, that doesn't mean just for couples. That means whether or not whoever you love, you appreciate whoever you love and all those people in your life. It is also International Workers Day today, which I think is a pretty important one, considering the workers are the ones that keep things going in most capacities. It is also Lay Day today, and we are talking about the flowered lays, the one that they place around your neck in the beautiful state of Hawaii, especially. May Day is the big one today. This is where you're supposed to, you know, deliver your May Day baskets and then ring the doorbell and run away kind of thing. At least that's what we always did when we were kids. I don't know. Maybe that's a South Dakota tradition. I have no idea. It is also Mother Goose Day today. So if you love the nursery rhymes of Mother Goose, this is the day to pull those out and enjoy those. I know they're silly. I know they're wacky. My Max was always a very literal child, so he never got into them, but I always thought Mother Goose nursery rhymes were just the best. They were some of my favorites. It's also National Purebred Dog Day today. Now, we enjoy the mutts in life. We enjoy all the rescues in life, but let's not forget about those beautiful purebreds either. I mean, really, if it's a dog, you're not going wrong. They're just all adorable, especially if they're wearing a bib eating chicken from a plate like my Aspie was in Max's video. With this weather today, I think this one's very appropriate, Finn. It's Phone In Sick Day today. Now, of course, if you just heard this and then you're phoning in sick, somebody might get a little suspicious. Yes, so just be careful with that one. Save the Rhino Day is also today. School Principals Day is also being celebrated across the country today. So make sure you tell those school principals, no matter what level of school that you're in, how much they're appreciated. Some of them are pretty darn awesome. And then, of course, we always like to talk about our food ones. Well, here's a big one. It's like one after my own heart. National Salad Day is today. Now, I don't always love a great salad. Sometimes it's the only choice I have in some restaurants on the menu, depending on where we're at. But, I can always rock a good salad. They're always pretty good.
Gotta get those leafy greens into your diet.
Yes. Yeah. And thanks to salads, I have learned to appreciate a roasted beet, which is not something I thought I could ever say in this world, but it has officially happened. Now, I'm not eating them plain. Don't get me wrong. You got to mix it in with a whole lot of stuff, chicken and some other veggies. But I can appreciate a roasted beet thanks to a salad.
You are a very, very brave soul, Maddie. Very brave. I'm not quite there yet with you, but kudos to you.
They still have a smell. Have a smell. Let me just put it that way. But
dirt.
It is a little like dirt, but you put enough lettuce on them, enough salad dressing, some sort of vinaigrette. You can dress them up a little bit, so I can
take your word for it.
Can learn to appreciate them. Let's see, what else do we have on this list? National Chocolate Parfait Day. You have the salad so that you can follow it up with a chocolate parfait and enjoy all that has to offer. That sounds delicious. Now, this one's a really strange one to me, but I do love the topic. Bread pudding recipe exchange day is today. Are we really out there exchanging our bread pudding recipes all that much that it needs in its entire day? I had no idea.
How many bread pudding recipes are there?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure they're all standard, aren't they?
Right?
Although I do have I used to make a really great cinnamon one. I also have a really great apple one. So I guess there's a few different versions, but I can't do bread pudding, but I really, really do love it. My favorite bread pudding ever was a rum bread pudding. wedding a couple years ago when we went to New Orleans. Oh, because you know they're going to do it upright in New Orleans, right? It was the only place open on Christmas when we got there. And it was this restaurant that had a waiting line of outside. It wrapped around kind of like at least one building. Because, again, the only place really that had real food open on Christmas. And then we followed it up by some rum bread pudding. It was so amazing. Yeah. So amazing. I took one literally for the team on that one because with the bread, I wasn't feeling the greatest for about an hour or two afterwards. But when in Rome kind of thing, you have
exactly.
to. If they're going to offer me bread pudding in the South, I'm not going to say no.
You do it, yeah.
I'm not saying no to that. It's kind of like in Ireland. You're not saying no to fish and chips.
Come on.
When they offer you the fish and chips, you're eating the fish and chips. That's just how it goes. Taking a look at your forecast right now, mostly sunny today.